You know, a little over 1,000 years ago, we had this historical event called the Crusades that took place with these European armies carrying the cross into battle to take back Jerusalem, to kill Muslims, and to win glory for themselves. This was the medieval version of take up your cross. But they missed what came immediately before and what comes immediately after that phrase, take up your cross. First, let him deny himself and follow me. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Not find other people, force them to take up their cross while you don't change a thing about yourself. Just to be clear what we're talking about here. It might be easier and more enjoyable to do it that way. But this is not what Christ asks us to do. We read in the epistle to the Galatians that we are justified by faithfulness, not by works of the law. And St. Paul continues, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The Christian faith involves death to the self, shown moment by moment in how we live in Christ, not for ourselves, but for others, and being enlivened by Christ, having him live in me and be that motivating spirit. In today's gospel that we read, takes place immediately after this encounter of St. Peter with Christ, where Christ is telling the apostles that he's going to go to his crucifixion. And Peter admonishes him. Peter tells him instead what he ought to do. Lord, you're wrong. That's a bad idea. Don't do it. It was his own will and his opinion that came to the surface and became more important than following his master. And we see this on occasion in the church as well. People tell the priest or the bishop, you should be doing this instead, or my way is better. And what was Jesus' response to Peter when he put his will in front of following his master? Jesus responded, get behind thee, Satan. Yikes. That's not what you want to hear from your Lord. Yikes. And then today's gospel reading follows immediately after this encounter. If we are to be Christian, Christ instructs us to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross, and to follow him. To lower ourselves in humility and deny any sense of self-importance, of placing ourselves in judgment of others. To acknowledge my sinful weakness and to take up my cross in repentance. And then to follow Christ by doing his commandments. St. John Climacus, who we tend to celebrate during Lent, was asked how one ought to live a holy life in the world. If you're not a monk, how can you still be holy? And so St. John replied this way. Do all the good that you can. Do not lie to anyone. Do not be arrogant towards anyone. Do not hate anyone. Be sure you go to church. Be compassionate to the needy. Do not offend anyone. Do not wreck others' domestic happiness. And be content with what your spouse can give you. If you behave in this way, you will not be far from the kingdom of heaven. This is how we, who are in the world but called to be not of the world, ought to live. To deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Christ. Not only do we follow Christ to the cross through crucifixion and death, but also through the cross to the resurrection, to life eternal, to a new creation, to the fullness of life in Christ being active in us. This is where Christ leads us. This is the direction we are following him in, to the cross, into the grave, and to the resurrection. Now, there's the verse that Christ says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And sometimes I think, what are you talking about, Lord? This Christianity thing is not easy. Forgiving people who offend me, that is not easy. Fasting is not always easy. Not putting my will and my desires in front of others, my duty to help others, is not easy. Where is this easy burden? And while it's hard to see, the statement of Christ is true. But only when we also let go of the yoke of society. For those, especially the youth who don't know, this yoke is the thing that goes around the oxen's neck so that it can pull the plow behind it. Okay? Christ's burden is easy. His yoke is light. But we have to be willing to let go of that other yoke that we had on before. Because when we stop judging, it doesn't change others necessarily, almost never, but it does make it easier to love them if we can set aside our judgment of them for just a moment. When we stop puffing ourselves up, and rather than comparing ourselves and competing with others, we can compare ourselves to Christ and begin to close the gap that exists there. And when we follow Christ's command, loving God with my whole being, as well as my neighbor, then Christ is alive in me. I could not do that, except for Christ doing it through me. When we do those things that he did and taught us to do, Christ is in us. So do I want to be justified, restored to the right way of life in Christ? Then be faithful. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow Christ and be fulfilled. Be filled to overflowing with life. Amen.